Well, hello everybody, and welcome to episode 93 of Sean Hammer. Slowly, I repeat, slowly creeping up on the 100th episode. Well, I'm going to Adepticon. It's official. Got my train tickets, my hotel. All good to go. I got a new battle case, a Citadel skirmish case. I'm for the army or the cruise I'm taking to Adepticon, which will be gremlins. All gremlins, a couple pigs, but gremlins. So, pretty excited about that. Just going to do a lot of open play, maybe meet and greet some people. Just have a blast in Chicago. Me and my wife. It's going to be a good time. If you are going to be at Gen Con and you're just putzing around, you want to get a game of Malifaux in, just look for me. I don't know how to look for me. I got nothing. I'm not going to wear nothing special or anything, but just look for me. I'm the guy with a black case with a whole bunch of gremlins. Today we're going to be going over gremlins, more gremlins, and it will be the Brewmaster and his crew. Not quite too familiar with them, but I'm hoping to get some games in during Adepticon in their playstyle, and hopefully pick up a few pieces. I think that will be at the Weird booth, so I don't have to wait in the mail for them if to get them. Let's see. I'm a slacker, as you know. It's even worse now that Season 2 of Daredevil is out, and I'm almost done with it, so you can pretty much guarantee that you may hear a little bit more from me now that that's happened. But let's go ahead and talk about some other games first. I split the box of the new Deathwatch Overkill with somebody. Quite happy with the Marines in it. Do not give a shit about the Gene Stealers. I know they might be cool and everything, and the game looks high quality, the tiles and everything, but kind of look pseudo, Space Hawk, but that's about it. But let's go ahead and look at the Death Watch Marines that come with the set. I believe there's 11, and I'm confused because it's been a while since I've played 40K, and I don't really know exactly how these whole formations work. I'm pretty sure you just pay for it, and you add in your force if you can ally with them. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people correct. Now, the White Dwarf, issue 109, has complete rules to use the Death Watch Kill Team in your 40K games. And that's exactly what I wanted to do with Death Watch Kill Team. Because I think their story is badass. Every story I've written by the Black Library about them is badass. They look cool. And I like them. So I'm not really sure exactly why they got points. I guess you can include them individually. It doesn't really say how to include the individual people that it gave you points for, but I'll go ahead and roll it out here, unless you can add points to one of the pseudo-formation in the beginning, but I don't know if you can. So, if anyone's got any ideas how you're really supposed to run these Marines by point values into your 40K games, just give me a shout out at SeanHammer, the number 9, at yahoo.com. First up, we have Ortan Cassius, the True Believer. This is your, this guy's your chaplain of the unit. Now, it's pretty cool, because I believe he exists already in the Ultramarines, or Space Marine Codex, as Ortan Chaplain Cassius. Because it says you may not include him and Chaplain Cassius in the same army. This guy's rocking out with a bolt pistol, Crozius Arcanium, frag grenades, count as assault grenades, crack grenades, Rosarius, special ammunition, which I love the special ammunition. He's an independent character and zealot. So I imagine that you can just include him in, you know, as for a HQ? Got me. I think it's the HQ section in one of your armies. So this guy here, he's got some regular Space Marine stats. He's got Weapon Skill 5, 4 Ballistic Skill, 4 Strength, 4 Toughness, 2 Wounds, 4 Initiative, 2 Attack, Leadership 10, 3 plus Armor Save. He's got the Crozius Arcanium, which is a plus 2 to Strength, AP 4, Melee Concussive, and 4 plus Invulnerable Save from the Rosarius. So it's pretty cool, your standard chaplain, so to speak. I was going to buy these guys and kind of kit them out. Not really kit them out, but put them in a... I believe I was going to throw them in my Blood Angel army before I read this. Because I thought I didn't know if they had rules for them to put them out as individual guys for whatever. So I was going to use the guys in my army. So I was going to use him as one of my, not chaplains, but, I don't know. One of the priest models, blood priests, whatever. I see, it's been a while since I played them. And I was going to use the librarian as librarian. I was going to use the heavy bolter guy as an upgrade for squad guy. There's two jetpack guys. So I was going to use them as veterans for my, whatchamacallit. Oh my lord. My jump pack guys, there's a Terminator. I was going to throw him in with my Terminator as a veteran. There's a jetpack pack guy. You get what I'm saying. But it allows you to go ahead and put it through. Now, the complete listing for the Death Watch is really incomplete. It's got 11 guys, and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 individual stories and a point and roles, I mean, and or the characters. It gives you only 6. Then the other 5 guys are part of another formation called... what are they? I flipped right past it. Squad Donatus. But anyway, this guy's pretty badass. Like I said, I do like the kill on Death Watch look of an army. I mean, I even bought all the Death Watch. I got a couple of the Death Watch role-playing books. I don't even role-play because I like the artwork in it. So it's so cool. But this guy here, he is a Ultramarine. Next up, we have Jinsus Notorian. I'm going to butcher these names. If you don't like it, live with it. Get your own podcast, but I'm going to butcher these bitches. He's 95 points if you throw him in something. He's your psyker. Pretty much the same exact stats as the other guy. Exactly. He's a psyker. He takes from the Biomancy discipline. He's got bolt pistol, 4-star, frag grenades, crack grenades, psychic hood, special issue ammunition, which gives you the little loadout, but I'll go through it in the next one. He's got, and they show no fear, independent character, and psychic mastery level 2. Well, I don't know if Zealot cancels out this and no fear, but the first guy doesn't have it, but I don't know. Like I said, it's been a while since I've been playing 40k, so that's where we're going. This guy here, he's part of the Blood Ravens chapter, so a lot of his iconography or icon stuff on his armor is going to be from the Blood Ravens. On the shoulder pad and it's on his legs and stuff. He's a pretty pimp-looking guy. Like I said, these models look nice. I'm so happy. I'm going to skip over Squad Donatus because I want to go through the individuals that they got. Here's another guy I'm going to... we got Fast Attack Jump Pack guy, Edric Sedorax, the Silent Killer. Now, this guy's coming from the Raven Guard. He's 35 points. He's got 4 weapons. 4 is across, except 1 wound, 2 attacks, 9 leadership, 3 plus save. He's got 2 lightning claws, frag grenades, crack grenades. He's got Indational No Fear, Bulky, Deep Strikes, and Stealth. He's got the... Now, this is where I'm confused. I'll get to it after I read the last formation. He's got an Heroic Intervention, a unit that contains a model with this rule, ignores penalties for disorder charges, and can reroll one or both dice when determining its charge range. Furthermore, he always passes initiative tests when he wishes to go make a glorious intervention. I don't really... I'm lost a little bit. You know, I haven't read the new rules. I played a lot of games. 40K. I'm around my local store. People buying the shit out of Forge World. And that, new Battles of Kalth. So they can have 30K Marines. This guy has Strike from the Shadows. Shrouded Special Rule to start a second game turn. And Wing Deliverance. He may use his jump pack movement, both the movement phase and the assault phase of the same turn. Furthermore, when he makes a Hammer of Wrath attacks, he can reroll and fail to wound the rolls. This guy's pretty cool. Outside of the shoulder pad and the silver left arm that the Death Watch normally go ahead and portray, this guy just looks like a Raven Guard. But I'm cool with it. I'm cool. We got Antor Delacio, the Cursed Young Prince. This is a Blood Angel on his way turning. He's on the verge of becoming part of the Black, succumbing to the Black Rage, becoming Death Company. It's Blood Angel. He's got the little blood droplets all over. He's got the white Aryan haircut that the new models seem to have for the Blood Angels. He's got the same stance as the guy before him, but this guy is a hand flamer, chainsword, frag grenades, crack grenades. They shall know no fear, balking, street, deep strike, fury charge, and heroic intervention. Pretty generic, but come on. You got Deathwatch. And both these guys don't support bolters, so they won't be, they don't get the special ammunition because they don't have bolters to do that. Next up we have a Terminator. This is Salamander, and I'm so glad that they put his helmet on because artwork in the book is hideous. It looks like a I don't know, it's just hideous. But this is Garion Brennatar, the Walker of Fire. This guy is pretty much force across the board. 4 initiative, 2 attacks, 9 wounds, 2 plus armor save. So he's in Terminator armor. He's got a heavy flamer, mastercrafted melt gun, mastercrafted power fist. So he's going to re-roll wounds to hit. He's got and they shall know no fear, bulky, deep choice, fearless, and relentless. This guy's pretty much pretty cool. He's got flamecraft. It's feel no pain 4, special roll against wounds caused by flamer weapons. Furthermore, he can re-roll all failed wound rolls and armor penetration rolls that do not result in glancing or penetrating hits when using his heavy flamer. So, he's pretty good with flame. And I know that's the Salamander thing, and it's pretty cool that now I can incorporate that into something I have without playing a full Salamander army. This guy's pretty neat. He's got some cracked armor that looks like, you know, the whole lizard type thing. His gauntlet's pretty sweet because it's got the same details, the shoulder pads for the Death Watch. And so that's pretty nice. Now, last guy that's individually that we'll be going over is the Jet Bike Suribri, whatever, or Jetic, sorry. Suburi, the Living Hurricane. This is a White Scars. This guy's pretty cool. He's got an eagle that flies around with him that is attached to his antenna, so he's going to break off. Good luck with that. Model him somewhere else. He's got Toughness 5, same stats as every other Marine I've said outside of the HQ characters. He's got Twin Link Bolt Gun, Power Sword, Frag Grenades, Crack Grenades, Special Issue Ammunition, Teleport Homer. His special rules are No No Fear, Hammer Wrath, Hit and Run, Jink, Relentless, Blit Fire, Skilled Rider, Very Bulky. He also has Born on a Saddle. He adds a plus 1 to his strength when resolving hits by the Hammer Wrath special rule. And he comes with a Teleport Homer. So this guy's pretty neat, only for the fact he's a jet bike, and his bike is actually adorned with both White Scar iconography and the Death Watch. So he's pretty cool looking. If anything that this box set offers is some really cool looking Marines. Now, we got the other 5 Marines. They don't have little cool backstories in their book or in the White Dwarf like this one has, but we'll take it. We have Squad Donatus. 175 points if you want to run just 5 of these guys in their own formation. We have Val Donatus, Dren Rimblade, well, okay. Val Donatus, which is an Ultramarine, Dren Rimblade, which is a Space Wolf, Rodricus Grit, which is a Imperial Fist with a Death Watch Frag Cannon, NX Sorlock, which is, he is a Combine Melter with Special Ammunition, and he is a Combine Melter Special, and also, he has, okay, he's a Iron Hand, and he's pretty cool, he's got fake leg, and half his head is mechanical, so that's pretty cool. We got Zemin Gandrail, which is a plasma pistol and power sword. He's a Dark Angel. He looks like a Dark Angel. All have frag and crack grenades. All of them have, they shall know no fear. Donatus has precision shots. Red Blade has counterattack. Sorlock has feel no pain. And Gidrail has stubborn. So that's basically it. Just 5 veterans. No, it's pretty cool. They get a little frag cannon. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's available to any normal Marine outside of a dreadnought, but this will give you 2 ranges to shoot. He's got a frag round, which is a template, strength 6, assault 2, rending, or he's got a solid shell, 24 inches, strength 7, AP 3, assault 2. Then we have the special issue ammunition. Now, basically everyone but the two... Let's see. But the two, jump pack guys, the frag guy, and the Terminator, they all have the special ammunition. I'm going to double check. Yep, the Colossus, or whatever it does, and so does all of them but the three guys. Now they have Dragon Firebolt, range 24, strength 4, AP 5, rapid fire, ignores cover. Hellfire Round, 24, strength 1, AP 5, rapid fire, poison plus 2. Kraken Bolt, 30 inches, strength 4, AP 4, rapid fire. Vengeance Round, 18 inches, strength 4, AP 3, rapid fire gets hot. Now, in each of the shooting phase, they can choose one of the profiles down below, and the whole unit has to shoot the same round. So that's about special order ammunition. Of course, the heavy weapon doesn't and everything. So that gives us our individual. We got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 guys. And we have our final... Well, that last one was a formation. We have our final formation, which is Kill Team Cassius. 535 points. It is Oritan. It's all of them. So it's the six guys plus squad Danitas. It's got special rules, Kill Team. All of the units in this formation form a single unit called Kill Team. This is a single unit for all game purposes and must be deployed as one unit and cannot split apart during the battle. Even if mono is within, it has an independent special character rule, and they do. So that throws me off a little bit because you have two jetpack guys and a biker. You gotta keep them all together. How do you get your jinx save? I don't know if you can. But monos from this formation can reroll any of the wound rolls and armor penetration rolls of one. So that's pretty cool. That's a nice little thing. But you know what? The nicest thing about it is the models look freaking fantastic. I like Death Watch models. They're going to be pricey because you're going to have to split the box with somebody. Because the only way to get them is through the Death Watch Overkill or on eBay, which I found around about $60. And for 11 Marines, not entirely that bad. You got any... If you think I screwed up or I need to think about something different, just shoot me a letter. I'd like to know. I like hearing from you all. I'm going to take a short little musical break. And we will get to... going over the Brewmaster and Gremlin crew, and one of the crews I'll be taking to Adepticon. Alright, well, enjoy the short little musical break, and I shall return.
Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you.
Alrighty, I was going to cut that song short, but I decided not to because I've been watching The World's End a lot, and it's got me... I like it. It's in there. It's a great movie, and it reminded me of the Gremlins that I'm going to be talking about. First off, let's talk about these little drunken bastards. Now, they got ninjas. They got drunk ninjas, so that's a good part. What we got going on is, first we'll start off with the Brewmaster. It's a pretty different choice for a faction that's basically known for damage output. The Brewmaster doesn't have direct damage attacks without any upgrades, but he does like to give out poison and everything. So let's go ahead and review what we got. Let's see, the Gremlin Tri-Chi, which is important to my next part, which I'm going to bitch a little bit about. Anyway, I am just going to go over the Brewmaster Closing Time box set, as well as the Whiskey Golem, because that's all I got for this so far. And it's pretty well-rounded crew to play, without any extras outside of that. But as I go into a little bit, just at the very end, I'll tell you some excuse me, models I do wish that were out already, and I had painted up and everything. The Brewmaster has Intoxication, which means that enemy models within 6 inches or of him reduce the willpower by their current poison condition up to -3. He's got a defense with a mask and a tome, so you gotta spin some soul stones here. Of your drunk, go home. After an attack action fails against this model, the attacker's controller places the attacking model anywhere in its deployment zone. It's pretty cool. You know, you got big old baddie that you finally got in a position or something. They fail the attack, send it home. It may even have more attacks, like if you had flurry or something, they could scrim out of that. For another ability, he's got another round. Any model within 3 inches of this model may take the following tactical action. It's one action called On the House. This model heals 1, 2, 3 damage and gains the poison 1 condition. So that's any model. That's yours. Theirs. They want to heal a little bit. They get a little bit of poison. They probably open themselves up for a little bit of hurt for what else the Brewmaster's crew can do. First attack actions really aren't attack actions, but Swickle Shine. Target gains a poison 2 condition, even when this is disengaging strikes. And if you have a crow, you could give him a piss water. After succeeding, the target gains the following condition to end of turn, Swill +1. This model suffers negative to all duels and flips, and it does stack. It's got Hangover. Target gains the following condition to end of turn, Swill +1. Suffers negative on all duels. Brewmaster here has an Obey. He's got 1 for the road as a 0 attack action. This model gains a poison condition +2, then pushes his model 6 inches towards the target model. Now you can also give this to... You can use this to pretty much move on your own people around. You can... It'll push the Brewmaster 6 inches towards the target model. Let's see. He's got Drinking Contest, which is a tactical action. Until the end of turn, enemy models within 3 inches of this model must declare an action, must succeed on target number 12 duel, or take the on house action. Now, don't forget that you're handing out all negative flips and negative willpower debuffs with his intoxication. So this, it could be pretty interesting. You might be able to have your your Brewmaster hang around a little bit is what I'm seeing. He's pretty good tar pit. He does have 12 wounds. And 5 defense, 6 willpower. Let's see. He's got a lot of different upgrades. He doesn't really need any upgrades, and can run. He can run any to none to good effect. But he's got one called Binge that provides huge card control. Let's see, Brewmaster specific upgrades. He's got Binge. Target upgrade gives the Brewmaster another attack action with no randomization and is able to use an engagement ring. Now, the great thing about this action is that you cause your opponent to discard a card And it's a, and the effect of its spell is determined by the suit of the card that was discarded. Let me go ahead and read that a little bit. Sorry, a little bit. Binge. Okay, pick your poison. Target a model, discard a card. It discards a card other than Joker, and it will gain one of these following actions. On the mask, you immediately perform a 1 AP action controlled by this model. On a mask, target gains the following condition for the rest of the game. Inebriated. This model loses all suits printed on its melee, defense, willpower, cast, and shooting stats. Shine. Target gains the paralyzed condition. Or grog. Target suffers 4 damage. So that's a pretty cool. It gives a brewmaster a little bit of damage ability, since he doesn't have any to begin with. He's also got Hold the Hairback. It's a brewmaster gains the following attack action. It's a range of 10. Target model with poison 3. Target model with poison plus 3 condition or greater loses poison condition and gains paralyzed. So, yeah, they're getting sick. Brewmasters are going to be putting out the poison as well as other models in his crew. So instead of doing direct damage with the poison like some other crews, like the Morning, he's doing a lot of control abilities, paralyzing your models and such. He's got the following tactical action upgrade for 2 soul stones, pay up. Discard all ski markers within 4-inch pulse. Heal this model amount of damage equal to the number of ski markers discarded this way. And the brewmaster gains the following ability. This model's crew may hire any tri-chi characteristic regardless of action. So we'll get that in a minute. Well, I'll get to it now. They're not out yet. Bums me out. They got fermented river monks. We'll go over them a little bit later after I get them. I don't even really know too much what I'm going to do with the brewmaster yet. I just know I wanted to have. I'm on my way to own all the gremlins for some odd reason. It's a sickness. That's all I got to say. He's got the good stuff. This will give the brewmaster gains the following attack action. Target suffers 1-2-4 damage. And this attack action gains a plus to its attack and damage flips if the target has the poison condition. Which most likely they are. Last one we got for him is Drinking Problem. It's a 2 soul stone cost. It's pour me a double. Other friendly tri-chi models within 6-inch aura. Double the results of all healing flips they make. Pretty damn sweet, especially since the brewmaster adds an innate ability for people to go ahead and just take another round and get some poison on them and heal. So that's pretty damn sweet. And this gets a 0 attack action as well. If there's a friendly brewmaster in play, push the target enemy model 8 inches directly towards the target brewmaster. So he's helping to pull his own guys in and out of combat closer to the drinking games that he's going to be doing. So it's going to be pretty different to try and get a pretty good feel on this. I know there's a trick that includes whatchamacallit, showgirls, but we won't get into that today. Let's see. Next up, we'll go into the brewmaster's henchman that comes with the box, and this will be Fingers. And this is a shifty little gremlin coming in at 10 soul stones. He is a henchman. He's got Reckless, like most gremlins will. He's got a Don't Mind Me ability. This model may take interact actions while engaged. I think that's pretty cool. He's got the loudest squeal, so after an attack action is resolved against this model, push this model up to 4 inches any direction, just not hand-to-hand, but also shooting any attack action, period. He's got Chatty. Enemy models with a 6-inch aura can't take interact actions. So, I mean, this guy's a little pain in the ass. And, he's pretty cute, too. I'm going to just put it out there. He's got attack action that does no damage, but it does give out poison 3. With a tome trigger around in the house. After succeeding, target all enemy models within 4-inch pulse. Must pass the 12 target number 12 willpower duel or gain poison +2. tactical actions. He has Ice Out first. You place your friendly ski marker in base-to-base contact with enemy ski marker. Then discard the enemy ski marker. That's pretty cool. And he's got Take a Swig, which allows Fangers to target a model within 2-inch heals 1, 2, 3 damage. If you take the appropriate upgrade, it becomes 2, 4, 6. So that is pretty, pretty sweet. Let's see, let's go through his stuff. Oh, he's got the Apprentice Wesley as his totem. Now, this is pretty nifty totem here. Not as cool nifty as, I would say, the Hungry Darkness. But he's, I don't know, he's a taker, I would say. Let's see. He is the Brewmaster's Apprentice. He's got a willpower and defense trigger on a mask. Stumble around after resolving. Push the model up to 3 inches any direction. Because he's drunk. Tipsy. Enemy models with a poison condition within 6 inches of him suffer negative 1 willpower. But most importantly, why you want to be taking this guy here is there must always be one. After a friendly brewmaster is killed or sacrificed within 6 inches of this model, immediately. Now, this isn't a pulse or an aura, so it doesn't need line of sight or anything. It's just 6 inches within the brewmaster. Immediately summon a brewmaster in base contact with a model, then sacrifice this model. Unfortunately, how it reads is you're summoning a new brewmaster. Wesley's becoming a new brewmaster, so I'm assuming that any of your upgrades go away when you do this, which is unfortunate. He's got attack action, impotent flailing, target suffers 1/1/5 damage, and Swig of Shine, target gains a +2 poison condition, and this is even disengaging strikes. And he's got the old Totem Ability Magical Extension, which allows you to take one of the leader's CA actions. Now, let's see. We did Fingers. We did Wesley. We did the Brewmaster. Oh, what's most important, I'm just playing around. What's most important that I find my favorite out of the Brewmaster crew is the Moon Shinobi. I'm constantly playing this game, and if you play this game, you're going to be assaulted with numerous amount of negative flips. And sometimes it pans out, sometimes you get lucky and your flips end up good. But these guys here have the Drunken Gremlin Kung Fu. This model treats all of its plus flip modifiers as if they were negative, and all the negative if they were positive. I like that. It's pretty neat. I have to remember it. Put some actual effort into remembering that one. He's got the Thumb Around Drunk, just like Wesley, and he's got That's the Stuff. When this model suffers damage from the poison condition, its controller may push up to 5 inches in any direction. So it gives you a little bit of movement abilities that you can do with the Moon Shinobis with the Stumbling Around Drunk and That's the Stuff. This guy has a Roundhouse, which does 1/2/4 damage with a critical strike on a ram, and Death to Knee Gaps with a mask. After succeeding, push his model into base contact with a target. This is range 2, so it can get you a little closer. He's got a Tiny Green Fist of Fury. It's a 2/3/4 damage. And you can choose defense or willpower, so that's always nice. On a Crow, he's got a Take a Sip trigger. After succeeding, target gains a poison +2. And with a little bit of a Big Trouble in Little China reference on his tactical action for 0, where'd you get that? Target model within 8 inches with a poison condition. Target a model within 8 inches with a poison condition. And push this model 4 inches towards it. So, I mean, these guys are really going to be scooching all around the battlefield, just all over. I mean, I think it's pretty cool. So I don't know. I like it. Now, I mentioned the Whiskey Golem. This is a big old baddie model, and it's pretty cool. I didn't get the Nightmare Edition. I got the regular, just because I see the plastic Malifaux models. I like them. I think they paint better than the regular, the metal ones. But there's a lot of spindly parts, which I'm afraid break all the freaking high hell with this guy. So I want to get a model that I can, it'd be a little bit more handy and for play for me. And so I got the regular Whiskey Golem. He is 10 soul stones, tri-chi, he's got a built-in defense with a mask, 5 defense, 5 willpower, 9 wounds, 6 walk, 6 charge, and 3 height. Now, I'll go ahead and read up his personal upgrade first, and I'll go ahead and go into that. He's got Angry Drunk. I'm sorry, but this upgrade will give the Whiskey Golem basically Flurry. The Whiskey Golem has armor plus 1. He's got a defense, which is built in. After this model suffers damage from an attack, the attacker must immediately pass the target number 15 willpower duel. Now, if you're lucky, you'll be close enough to be busting out those willpower debuffs. Let me slow down. The attacker must immediately pass a target number 15 willpower duel or end its activation and gain poison plus 2. The big guy here has Nimble, and he's got Spillage. After this model is killed, models within 2-inch pulse gain poison too. So it's all about the poison. He's got attack action, which is Burial to the Face, which is a pretty considerable amount of damage of 3, 5, and 6. And with a crow trigger, the target will gain poison, plus 2. So that's pretty sweet. Imagine that flurry at you. Tactical actions, Fine Craftsmanship. This model gains the following condition to the start of your next activation. Ironbound, this model gains a plus 2 defense. And it's got Smoky Finish for its last tactical action. This model performs a 1-2-3 healing flip and gains poison. Plus 1. Seems like we're looking at a lot of tit for tat, basically, and the abilities and everything. Like I say, I haven't played these guys yet. I haven't painted, and they look really nice. And they were fun to put together, especially 2 of the 3 Moon Shinobis were cool. The other ones, not so sure, though, the design of it. But, hey, it is what it is. It's a fun unit to paint. I bought some secret weapon miniature Asian garden bases, so and it's thematic, and all my gremlins have flowers on them, on their bases, so. I haven't tried these guys out yet. Every time I open up the case, I've been playing Ma Tucket quite a bit, and we'll go over Ma Tucket too. She's pretty fun. And I tried the LaCroix a couple times. Not so positive feeling about how I've been doing with those, but I've been kind of like, not going on with the Moon Shinobi. I mean, they're going on with the Brewmaster. Even though I have them, and I'm going to enjoy them. And Adepticon, I might even drink while I'm playing them. So, for the whole thematic thing, there we go. Let's see. That's all I got. I'm going to Adepticon. I don't know if I'll do another podcast before that. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Hopefully, I did not waste your time with this. And you have any questions, contact me at SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page. I post all the pictures of the different stuff that I paint on there. And you can see how bad of an addiction I have for this game that I buy randomly everything. And you can find me on Twitter too. It's just SeanHammer. I do post all my pictures when I post them on Facebook to go on that too. So if you want to check out my stuff, there we go. I don't know what I'll cover next time. It'll probably be more Gremlins. Maybe, maybe not. I just started painting. I put together this week and started painting a Kaladi crew. Don't ask. And I bought a Colette crew. Like I said, I got an effing problem. Look for me at Adepticon if you're going to be there. You can, if you friend me on Facebook, you can contact me. Let me know that you're there and what day you're there. You want to get some games in or whatever. Meet me. That's cool. I'm going there to play and have fun. Hopefully you will be too. And remember, until next time, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Alright, bye guys. I got a hangover, whoa. I've been drinking too much for sure. I got a hangover, whoa. I got an empty cup, pour me some more. So I can go until they close up, hey. And I can drink until I throw up, hey. And I don't ever, ever want to grow up. Keep it going, keep it going, 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 go, 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 go.
drinking too much for sure. I got a hangover. Whoa. I got an empty cup. Pour me some more. So I can go until they close up. Hey. And